Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Case Closed with AJ Benza is part of the Dark Hollywood Collection in the Reels Files on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes each Thursday. Then go to Reels.com, check the top of the screen, and enter your zip code to find out how you can watch more chilling cases like this when you watch TV. That's Reels.com for the dark crime series and specials you'll find only on Reels Channel.
December 2009, actress Brittany Murphy, star of 8 Mile, Sin City, and Clueless, lies dead on her bathroom floor, covered in vomit and surrounded by pills. Cause of death? Too early to tell. And the only witnesses? Brittany's Svengali husband and her doting mother will soon become suspects.
To us, it was such a shock. This pristine body. How could I say in front of her mother, cut her up?
What happened to Brittany Murphy? Was it an accidental overdose?
She had a bunch of prescription drugs in her system.
A suicide.
Brittany was making these awful films. She wanted to kill herself.
Some even say she was silenced because of what she knew about the U.S. government.
Brittany seemed to think her green room had been bugged.
Perhaps death by lethal neglect.
They killed Brittany to run off with her money.
Or cold-blooded murder.
This whole story is so crazy that anything is possible.
Mystery? Not for long. For a decade, Brittany Murphy was one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood. Clueless, 8 Mile, Sin City. The kid had a good run. But that all ended tragically on December 20th, 2009. At just 32 years old, Brittany Murphy was dead. Sadly, it's not that uncommon in Hollywood for a bright young star to die at such a young age. But what is bizarre are the circumstances surrounding her death that still leave us scratching our head and wondering what or who was really responsible for Brittany's death. Did Brittany die of natural causes? Or was she killed by her own $4 million home, or rather, the toxic mold within its walls? And even more shocking, could she have been poisoned, like an independently commissioned toxicology report suggests? In short, is it possible that Brittany Murphy was murdered? Too far-fetched, huh? Well, when you look at the cast of characters in Brittany's life, there is no shortage of suspects. There's her mysterious husband, Simon Monjak, whose sketchy past leads many to believe he was somehow responsible. Then there's her doting mother, whose close relationship with Simon and odd behavior after Brittany's death made many wonder if they were somehow romantically involved. And some even believe Brittany was silenced by the U.S. government because she befriended a well-placed whistleblower. There's so much speculation in this case, it's almost impossible to know what's fact and what's fiction. My mission? Examine the evidence, test the theories, and do what no one else could do, solve the unsolvable. But first, let's find out exactly what we know about the morning of December 20th, 2009.
Actress Brittany Murphy died today, apparently of cardiac arrest after being found unconscious in her West Hollywood home early this morning.
Angelo Bertolotti, Brittany's father.
Well, I was at my son's place in Florida. He came walking in. He didn't look right. And he said, I have bad news. So right away, I said, Brittany? Don't ask me why I said that, but I did say it. He says, yeah. I said, well, what happened? And he said, she died. That was it.
Dylan Howard, Radar Online.
In the days leading up to her death, Brittany Murphy was frail. She was gaunt. She was suffering greatly from laryngitis, a severe case of laryngitis.
Patrick Gomez, People Magazine.
She was experiencing flu-like symptoms, and she was also very, very anemic.
Ed Winter, Assistant Chief, L.A. County Medical Examiner.
Brittany started showing these symptoms, and they didn't take her to a doctor. They didn't get prescription for her. They just administered over-the-counter meds.
It was around 3 o'clock in the morning that she told her mother, quote, I can't breathe. Despite that, though, her mother, Sharon, believed that Brittany had become somewhat melodramatic about her illnesses. And then again around 7:30 a.m., she raised dramatic red flags to both Simon and Sharon.
I'll say this because I know you can't. She said, Mom, I'm dying. I love you.
And Mom, I'm dying. I love you. She knew she was dying.
Half an hour later, a dramatic 911 call was placed.
My son has passed out. Please get here quick,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
Her husband and mom found her unresponsive in the bathroom, and Simon tried to do CPR while her mother dialed 911.
Brittany, please come back.
Ma'am?
The paramedics responded, found her unresponsive, and started CPR and had her transported.
That became the final fateful journey for Brittany Murphy before she was declared dead.
Sandra Clark, HollywoodLife.com.
Hollywood was completely shocked. Here's this gorgeous, beautiful young actress who's dead of natural causes. So, of course, there was a lot of speculation as to how she died and why she died and what really happened.
Many questions were raised about why Brittany Murphy didn't see a doctor in the final days of her life.
What happened that day was Brittany had laryngitis. I've no idea what to do with laryngitis. I'm a rabbi, not a doctor, so I pray instead of prescribe.
From our investigation, had Brittany Murphy received medical attention, she would be alive to this day.
She didn't get attention fast enough. She could have lived. That's the bottom line.
Paul Bond, The Hollywood Reporter.
A young girl her age dying and under the circumstances, we were going to do a full autopsy.
Simon, her husband, objected to the idea of having an autopsy. When you have a loved one saying, I don't want an autopsy done, I don't want to find out what killed my wife at age 32, it's going to raise suspicion. You know, what is he afraid the doctors will find?
There was this woman who just lost a daughter who to us, it was such a shock. This pristine body that was curvy in all the right places and the skin like silk. And how could I say in front of her mother, cut her up?
I mean, it was just unfathomable.
What kind of insanity is that?
So what did they do?
They cut her up anyway. But that's fine, because that's the law.
When somebody doesn't want to let you proceed and do your job and find answers, that makes you wonder why. Simon Monjak was told that we were going to do a full autopsy, and I don't know why he objected. I don't know if he was afraid we were going to find something. After the autopsy and the toxicology and all the tests came back, the cause of death was ruled an acquired pneumonia, anemia, and an overdose from over-the-counter medications. She didn't have any illegal substances in her. But when we were at the house, we recovered over 90 prescription bottles in different names. Simon claimed those were aliases that he used. However, he had no proof when we seized them all.
Angelo Bertolotti was Brittany's dad. Apparently, when he caught wind of the cause of Brittany's death at such a young age, he was livid. He went to the coroner's office. He wanted his own report done. And he believed that she was poisoned, that someone murdered his daughter.
Angelo questioned whether or not they'd necessarily taken the right forms of tests. He said that her hair and tissue needed to be retested, and indeed he did that, and it showed up a series of chemicals in her body that he claims the coroner overlooked.
I said I was going to get blood tests and hair tests and things like that, which I did.
Brittany's father said that the toxicology report stated that there were multiple toxins present in Brittany's body at the time of her death. And similar to rat poisoning, this was something that seemed intentional.
According to Angelo, there was other mysterious substances that were found in his daughter's bloodstream that he said amounted to the sensational allegation.
She was murdered.
Poisoning, huh? I just started digging into this case, and already my head is spinning. The coroner's report says that Brittany died of pneumonia, anemia, and an OD on prescription pills, which is tragic, and to be honest, not that mysterious. But then her father, Angelo, comes out with a report that claims she was poisoned. Is it possible the coroner missed something that an independent lab found? And if that isn't enough, Simon Monjak loses the love of his life before her time under incredibly strange and sudden circumstances, and he doesn't want an autopsy? He actually tries to block it from happening? Excuse me, that's definitely suspicious. Since investigators found 90 pill bottles with prescriptions obtained in other people's names all around the house, it's entirely possible and believable Simon wanted to cover up prescription drug abuse as a factor in her death. But then again, he could have been trying to hide something even more sinister, like poisoning her. Did he murder his own wife? And if so, why? Now, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I don't really know anything about this Simon guy. Before I go accusing him of whacking his wife, I gotta know who he is. Who is Simon Monjak? And how did he end up in Brittany's life?
There seems to be multiple versions of how Brittany and Simon Monjak met. According to Simon, they met when she was a teenager. And then, according to other reports, they met in 2006 at a Hollywood party. And they were introduced by a mutual friend. And then there's another report that they met on several film sets. So we don't quite know how they met.
I believe she certainly told me and her mother, who she had no secrets from, that she and I found love together.
And the next thing you know, they're a couple, and the next thing you know, they're married.
In Hollywood circles, people are asking, who is this gentleman and what is his connection to Brittany Murphy? Not just aesthetically as well. Let's face it, Simon Monjak was not necessarily a Picasso. He was indeed someone that perhaps was batting above his average to have attracted a woman as glamorous as Brittany Murphy.
Well, at first I didn't know a thing about him, but I did check him out, and he didn't check out that great.
The person that Simon Monjak was on the face was this glamorous Hollywood producer who had money seemingly at his disposal, a disposable income that in reality simply wasn't there, which led many to believe that he was leeching off of Brittany Murphy and her career. Of course, he went on to deny that after her death.
Simon bragged a lot about his background in the motion picture business, and it turns out that most of it was not even true. Like, he claimed that he wrote the story for Factory Girl, which the director said was absolutely not true, but because he put up such a fuss and wanted to sue them, they put his name on the credit.
He was really good at talking a good game and building himself up to something he was not. He was not a successful filmmaker. He wasn't an heir to a fortune like he tells some people. He was a charmer. He left a trail of broken hearts. Women liked him, but mostly he was a skim scam artist.
Friends of Britney's had told us that they never fully trusted him and his relationship with Britney.
He was already married. He had taken money from some people in England. I think it amounted to a few million dollars.
In December 2009, Brittany Murphy collapsed dead in her Hollywood home. 6 weeks later, the coroner ruled the 32-year-old actress had died of pneumonia. But to this day, not everyone agrees with the official story.
So, what do we know so far? Well, we know that an autopsy ruled the cause of Brittany's death to be pneumonia, anemia, and an OD on pills. Remember, this was an autopsy that Simon Monjak, Brittany's husband, tried to block, and his motives for doing so are still unclear. Add to that enough doubt in the coroner's ruling, like an independent toxicology report that suggests poisoning, and Brittany's loving husband seems like a likely suspect. With what I know about Simon already, he's definitely a shady character who lived a life of secrets and lies, but I still don't have a motive for murder. Now, reports show that Brittany was the breadwinner and Simon's biggest Hollywood job was joining her everywhere she went. If Simon enjoyed a Hollywood life of wealth and privilege, thanks to his wife, why would he kill his golden goose? Unless Brittany's career wasn't so golden anymore. You know, it's tough to be a leech when the blood's run out. So where exactly was Brittany's career in 2009?
Brittany was making these awful films, so hideous that, you know, she wanted to kill herself.
Brittany went from being this A-lister to being kind of a troubled actress to work with. Her reputation in Hollywood was not good.
She did have a bit of a reputation of being perhaps a diva or high maintenance.
So this had a profound effect not only on her, but on her career, because nobody really wanted to work with her.
It appeared that the big studios viewed her as an unnecessary liability. You know, they knew she could act. They knew she had talent. They knew that she had a fan base. But there were others out there who could do the same thing, and without the paranoia and without the rumors of drug abuse.
Brittany began to find it hard to book and keep jobs. She was replaced on two different projects.
She was taking less interesting roles, direct to DVD, bad productions, and it really did have an adverse effect on her career.
Tabloids started writing that she was difficult, that she couldn't memorize her lines, that she was late all the time. And I would imagine most of the problem was stemming because of the Simon character.
On set, he was said to have been domineering and trying to put his influence on the director and other people involved in the project.
My first interaction with Simon Monjak was a phone call where we were listening to and entertaining some of his ideas about the script. I was definitely concerned, and it was somewhat alarming.
Her reputation was that she was with this guy, Simon, who was a troublemaker and a total pain in the butt and would show up on the set drunk and was a control freak and was making all of her decisions. People just didn't want to work with her because she wasn't standing up to him and saying, get lost.
Shortly before Brittany's death, she was replaced as the lead role in the horror film The Caller. Now, according to Simon, after Warner Brothers heard the rumors of Brittany's firing, she wasn't asked back to reprise her role in the animated feature Happy Feet 2. Then her character in the action flick The Expendables was mysteriously written out of the script. Finally, Brittany's long-running role on the hit series King of the Hill suddenly ended. I mean, it's no surprise all these blows to Brittany's career coincided with the rampant drug rumors. But what's interesting is all of Brittany's troubles seem to start after Simon enters the picture in 2007. Now, is this a coincidence or was Simon's sheer presence sending Brittany on a downward spiral? Was Simon somehow responsible for his wife's death, perhaps even unintentionally? Well, for the moment, let's give Simon the benefit of the doubt and see who else at the time could have had such a major impact on Brittany's life. In 2009, there were three people living at the Murphy-Monjak home: Brittany, Simon, and her mother, Sharon.
Britney and her mother were extremely close. Those are Britney's own words.
They lived together. They did everything together. And they loved each other very much.
They were like, I don't know how to explain it, but they were very close.
Britney herself credits her mother with allowing her to have the career that she did, and that her mother never deterred her from following her dreams.
They were very codependent. I mean, they were together nonstop. She controlled her career and was kind of like her other manager.
She was overwhelming, you know. Everywhere Britney was, she was. And it's true.
Angelo had his own thoughts about Britney's mom, Sharon, having a role in her death.
She possibly had something to do with it. There's only one reason I can think of. Money. That's about it.
There were rumors that Britney's estate was left in financial ruin and that there was very little money for Sharon to live off of after her daughter's death.
According to Britney's father, Sharon Murphy, indeed, like Simon Monjak, began to profiteer off Britney's untimely demise. She was said to have auctioned off a lot of her personal belongings, including a lot of her fashion, money that he claims went directly to Sharon's pockets.
Why was she selling all of her stuff? Angelo was disgusted by this.
It made me sick. That's all I thought about it. It made me sick. There was nothing I could do about it.
After she died, Britney's mom had an auction, and Angelo actually wanted to put a stop to it. And he had his own thoughts about Sharon's motive. Did she need the money? Did she poison her own daughter?
I have no proof of it. It's what I feel. And I'm looking at a few things myself, even now, but I can't point at anybody. Can't accuse people if you don't have proof of anything.
So, we know Sharon Murphy profited from Britney's death. How much could she have made from what was essentially an estate sale? Enough to murder her own daughter? I doubt it. And while Sharon's post-mortem auction may have seemed heartless, Monjak's behavior was even stranger and worse. It was all recorded.
Obviously, the infamous bathroom, which no one has managed to even come in and clean out yet.
Rarely in Hollywood does the facade get pulled back, but in this instance, at the subject, at the height of a mystery, Simon Monjak invited Radar Online inside the death house, something that we've never seen in Hollywood ever before.
This is the little doggy couch where she actually fell.
Why was he doing this?
Simon himself acknowledged that he was being painted as the villain in this situation and that many people were looking for someone to blame for Britney's death, and he was the person they were looking at.
She was put on a side right here next to the chaise longue, and then when the paramedics came in, they pulled her through here.
Echoing rumors of financial problems in the past, Simon was accused of withdrawing from Britney's pension fund and accounts, depleting the fortune that she once had.
They killed Britney to run off with her money. She didn't really have that much left.
One report even suggested he'd taken up to as much as 80% of her personal fortune in the days after her death. Why was he giving a personal guided tour? Why was he thrusting himself in front of the camera? Did he have something to hide? Did he feel that he needed to do damage control? Did he feel that he needed to tell a story to Hollywood that everything was A-okay and that she did indeed die of natural causes?
Since the house was demolished in 2013, this is the only record we have of the crime scene. And I watched this thing over and over, frame by frame, hoping to find some clue as to what happened to Britney. And the one thing I can't stop asking myself is, where's Mom? Sharon Murphy never appears on this, not once. And remember, she still lived in the house. After Britney's death, it was just her and Simon. So was her absence a kind of protest of Simon's bizarre behavior? Did she hold Simon responsible for her daughter's death? Well, turns out quite the opposite is true. And the rumors I uncovered were even more disturbing than what I saw on this.
Brittany's mom was really taken with Simon. They were very close, maybe too close for comfort. They lived in the same house. They continued to live in the same house. It's hard to imagine why a mother would like this guy so much. Was she secretly infatuated with him? Did she have a crush on him?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Sharon is actually, as we speak, nursing my love child upstairs.
After Brittany died, there was speculation that Simon and Sharon were having an affair, that they had done off with Brittany so they could be together. This is because in one report, she pointed to the master bedroom and said that that's where she slept, which would have meant that she was sleeping with Simon in the same bed. Who knows? Who knows if he had a fling with Brittany's mom or made her feel special?
They talk and they gossip and they rumor.
Was she in love with Simon? Did she do it? Did she murder her own daughter?
If you like what you're hearing, check out Hollywood's Dark Side on Reels channel. You'll find true stories and mysteries of celebrity icons on Autopsy that reveal what really killed American legends like John Wayne, Anthony Bourdain, Aretha Franklin, and NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt. To find Reels on your TV, go to Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Then, check the top of the screen and enter your zip code to find Reels on your system in your area.
In 2009, Clueless star Brittany Murphy collapsed dead on her bathroom floor. The official story, the 32-year-old actress died of pneumonia. But to some, it looked like murder. You know, if Brittany was indeed murdered, the only two suspects I've found so far are Brittany's husband and her mother, Simon and Sharon. But that's only because their behavior after her death was so suspicious. In fact, there was even a rumor that Simon and Sharon were having an affair, but I haven't been able to corroborate it. So I have no credible motive for either of them, which makes me think I need to cast a wider net. Was there someone else who might have wanted Brittany dead?
Simon told friends that he believed he and Brittany were under surveillance by the government.
Indeed, he lived a life of paranoia, one that certainly was exposed to Brittany Murphy in her final days. I spoke to people that knew Simon Monjak who described him as someone whom would peddle stories and really believed that he was, if you like, some sort of secret international spy. And consistent with that, he had 56 security cameras spread across their sprawling Hollywood Hills estate, scrambled phone lines. Indeed, he lived a life of paranoia. At one point, Simon Monjak was supposed to be deported due to his immigration status here in the United States, and he seemingly left a trail of debts behind.
Simon was convinced that he was being targeted by the U.S. government and that there were helicopters flying above his house, that his phones were being tapped, that they were harassing him, they were trying to export him out of the country. He was really paranoid.
I was talking to Brittany in her green room, and she seemed to think that it had been bugged. She told me that there were microphones in this green room, and then she said something to one of the microphones. And it was definitely a moment that I was alarmed by.
Simon Monjak said that someone was out to get him, and he believed that someone was ready to slip something to both he and Brittany Murphy. Did that trigger her death? Coroner says no, but the conspiracy theorists say yes.
Could somebody really be out there in the shadows plotting to kill both Brittany and Simon? Well, normally I'd say this sounds like a case of rabid paranoia fueled by the abundance of prescription pills in the Murphy Monjak medicine cabinet. But then this happened.
The husband of the late actress Brittany Murphy was found dead in his home at the age of just 39.
I was very surprised when Simon passed away so quickly after Britney's passing.
In a situation eerily similar to the death of his wife, Simon's body was found by Sharon.
She found him in the master bedroom, lying unconscious.
What happened?
My son-in-law, he stopped breathing.
We're going to do compressions now, so listen carefully and I'll tell you how to do chest compressions. Keep going, you're doing good. Keep compressions.
Ultimately, of course, that was not successful.
I just felt like everything about the story was odd, especially him passing away almost 5 months to the day.
Even more surprised when the cause of death was the same.
The cause of death for Simon Monjak was the same as Brittany's, pneumonia, anemic, but an overdose of prescription medications.
When two people die so soon thereafter of each other, questions obviously are raised.
Why did he die? Was he killed? Was he poisoned? What really happened?
And what caused Brittany and Simon to both die?
Monjak's death is what really pushes this case into the pantheon of Hollywood's greatest mysteries. I mean, it's just crazy. A husband and a wife, 40 and 32 years old, dead just 5 months apart, with the same hard-to-swallow cause of death, pneumonia plus anemia and multiple drug intoxication. So what next? Well, before Brittany died, Simon believed he and his wife were under surveillance and that somebody was plotting to kill them both. My next move, find out who could have wanted Brittany and Simon dead.
There's something foul here when two young people die from identical causes and there is no thorough investigation, just the basic blood panel tests.
Julia Davis was a former Border Patrol agent who became a whistleblower and stated that Brittany was going to come to her defense in an upcoming court proceeding.
Julia Davis had made stunning allegations that terrorists were being allowed to enter the U.S. borders, seemingly unbeknownst to the Department of Homeland Security.
Davis also claimed that she was the reason that Brittany and Simon were under government surveillance.
This woman, too, believed the notion that Brittany was met with foul play.
We have asked them to reopen the inquest into Brittany's death to make sure that it is properly investigated.
Sharon was adamant that Brittany never once supported Julia Davis or gave any indication that she believed those same theories that Julia did. But perhaps Simon and Brittany were involved and believers in this theory right through to their very end, and that Brittany's high-profile support may have led to her ultimate demise.
In 2009, Clueless star Brittany Murphy passed away suddenly under incredibly bizarre circumstances. The official story, the 32-year-old actress died of pneumonia, but not everybody bought it. Is it possible that Brittany Murphy was murdered? For years, Brittany's husband, Simon Monjak, had claimed he and his wife were under surveillance and that somebody wanted them both dead. Well, when Simon died just 5 months after Brittany in the same house from the same illness, suddenly, anything seemed possible. Some believe the couple was poisoned by the U.S. government because of Brittany's alleged relationship with controversial whistleblower Julia Davis. Now, I have in my hand here a letter Sharon Murphy wrote, an open letter to the Hollywood Reporter. Let me be clear. I am quite confident Brittany never cooperated with Julia Davis, never signed any statement in support of her, never met her, and barely knew she existed. Davis's grievances with the government agency she worked for may be real, and if so, I feel bad for her. But she has no right to drag my daughter's memory in to serve her agenda. I believe Brittany's mom. There's just no reason for her to lie. And while we're on the subject of mom, I'm curious, what was her reaction to Simon's death? Now that Sharon was the only one left alive in the Murphy-Monjak house, did she finally begin to wonder if there were more to her daughter's death after all?
It wasn't until after Simon's death that Sharon said that the cause of death could have been toxic mold that had been found in the home.
The night that Brittany had passed away, the issue of mold came up. I believe it was Sharon that asked about the mold. And then Simon Monjak commented, well, yeah, we had mold. We had some remodeling done. The contractor had to come in, and it was fixed, and it's all gone. After Simon died, Sharon said, I think it had to do with mold. So that whole event started again.
When Sharon discovered that she could have sued the builders for wrongful death, which meant a lot of money, all of a sudden, Sharon went from thinking that it didn't have anything to do with the mold to that her daughter and her son-in-law died of toxic mold.
They settled that case. She got paid for that, yeah. Well, I hear it was somewhere around $500,000.
The likelihood that two people could die in a residence months apart from mold is highly unusual, let alone the fact there were three people that were living there. And if it killed two, why didn't it kill the third person?
It certainly begs the question about whether or not toxic mold was a contributing factor in the death, because soon after both Brittany and Simon's demise, the new owners of the home demolished it.
Could it have been toxic mold, or was this just another dead end? We don't know.
Well, suddenly the house disappears too, so they leveled the house. She sold the property, that was it. I still feel that there's something lingering in the whole deal. Who, I don't know, or what, I don't know, but there's something is not right.
So we'll never know if toxic mold was the real killer. Either way, I still have a lot of questions. Simon and Brittany dying under eerily similar circumstances, 5 months apart, still doesn't seem like it could be a coincidence. Which brings me back to poisoning again. Now, I know that Angelo ordered his own toxicology test, and that test suggests that both were indeed poisoned. What I don't know are the details. When exactly did Angelo order this test? Was it before Simon died or after? And if it wasn't the government who killed his daughter and son-in-law, then who does he think did it?
When he died, well, that put another light on it. Things started to add up to a lot of other things, you know?
Angelo became a one-man personal crusade to find out, indeed, if there were nefarious circumstances behind his daughter's death, personally commissioning a toxicology report that would question the coroner's ultimate ruling. Angelo said that indeed his test results had shown that there were mysterious chemicals in Brittany's body. Those chemicals, he says, the coroner never found. There was rat poison and other mysterious substances that he said amounted to the sensational allegation that she was murdered.
Brittany's father, Angelo, claimed that his daughter was poisoned by her mother.
She possibly had something to do with it. There's three people in the house, and that's all in the house. You have to come to a conclusion on it yourself.
Things got pretty ugly between Sharon and Angelo because now all of a sudden he's out there saying, my daughter might have been murdered. Sharon did not like this. So she wrote this open letter and she said, the guy's no good, the guy's a bum, he shouldn't be believed. He's just out to make a buck off his daughter's memory.
Angelo was Brittany's biological father. He left the family when she was about 2 years old. He had a colorful background. He was affiliated with the mob, and he spent many years in prison.
I did a lot of time, a total of about 10 years, really. She didn't understand really where I was. She just thought I was away on a trip or something, you know, because I did a lot of traveling anyway. She sent me many cards while I was gone. They were fantastic. I lived for them. At that, I decided that I have to do the right thing, you know, and I sort of reformed. And I've been that way ever since.
Sharon says Angelo is only in it for the money and for fame.
I didn't want any publicity. I'm a loner. I don't go for all this rigmarole, you know what I mean? I don't want. She's wrong. She's definitely wrong.
According to Sharon, she says he only wanted to worm his way back into her life once she became famous and infamous in death by pursuing these rogue theory that she'd been sensationally murdered.
Then to the people who think I'm making money from her publicity, she's got the dead wrong.
Whether or not Simon and Brittany were poisoned comes down to two reports. The official coroner's report conducted by the L.A. County Medical Examiner that says both were victims of pneumonia, anemia, and a prescription pill overdose. And Angelo's independent toxicology report conducted by a private laboratory that suggests murder. Now, is it possible that the coroner's office missed something or didn't do every test possible as Angelo claims? Now, ultimately, it's going to come down to which one of these two documents I believe. When we come back, I'm going to put Angelo's report under the microscope to see if his claims really do hold up. In 2009, Brittany Murphy collapsed dead on her bathroom floor. The circumstances surrounding her death still leave us scratching our heads and wondering what or who was really responsible for Brittany's death. Is it possible that Brittany Murphy was murdered? Brittany's father, Angelo, didn't buy the official story, and who can blame him? I mean, how could his 32-year-old daughter have died from a lung infection? It just doesn't add up. Couldn't the coroner have missed something? Maybe. So Angelo commissioned an independent toxicology test based on a sample of his daughter's hair, and the results were shocking. Arsenic, platinum, mercury, lead, uranium. I'm no scientist, but this stuff can't be good for you. Now, according to the forensic toxicologist responsible for the report, his findings pointed to, quote, likely criminal intent.
Angelo said that her hair and tissue needed to be retested. He did that, and it showed up a series of chemicals in her body that he claims the coroner overlooked. And indeed, his test results had shown there was rat poison and other mysterious substances in Brittany's body, he says, the coroner never found. The coroner, on the other hand, said, we did everything possible and there was no foul play.
When we check for poisoning, we just don't check hair. We will check both hair, eyebrows, blood, tissue. We just don't gauge everything on one sample.
People magazine had an independent forensic specialist look at the results, and they claimed that there were multiple reasons that the toxins could have been present in Brittany's body, from the hair dye she used to her nail polish, her makeup, to any weight loss pills perhaps that she was on.
Everybody has metals in them, things we touch and everything, but what we look for is the toxic or the lethal levels. In the case of Brittany Murphy, the levels found were well below the lethal levels, not somebody being poisoned.
Well, maybe they swept it all under the rug. I just have no idea what happened. I was a little shocked that they just closed the case like that. I thought that it should have been looked into more, so even to the point of taking her out of the ground again.
I did have the occasion to meet with Angelo, and he was someone who lost his daughter. He was grieving.
I can't think of one thing why she should have died.
We had nothing that indicated any foul play in Brittany's death other than the lack of getting medical attention. And in Simon's death, we had nothing to prove or say otherwise that anybody assisted in his death.
What happened to Brittany Murphy and Simon Monjak is nothing more than a terrible tragedy, perhaps of their own doing. Lifestyle choices, nothing more sinister. In death, the pair were united in controversy and
Ultimately, they too were buried in controversy at Forest Lawn Cemetery alongside each other.
I think about it as a casualty of society, I suppose. She shouldn't be where she is right now. She should be here. And I think about it quite a bit. I kept digging into it, and to tell you the truth, I still am.
So Angelo's toxicology report wasn't quite the smoking gun he was hoping for. Was Brittany poisoned? Probably not. The coroner seems to have done an incredibly thorough job. And besides, I can't find anybody with a believable motive for murder. And with all due respect to the alleged whistleblower, Julia Davis, based on Sharon's open letter, I don't think Julia and Brittany ever met. Now, as for Mom, I don't buy that theory either. So she sold some of her daughter's clothes. Having a yard sale isn't a crime, and whatever she made from it wasn't near enough to be plausible motive. Which brings me back to my original suspect, Brittany's husband, Simon Monjan. Did Simon kill his wife? No. I don't think he's guilty of murder, but I do believe 100% that Simon Monjan is guilty of being a terrible husband. Simon knew his wife was sick and he should have taken her to the hospital. End of story. Now, I understand it, he was worried about the media and more rumors about anorexia and drug abuse, etc. I don't care. Least you could do is make a house call. That's what makes this case so sad. She was only 32. She should still be alive today. But instead, Brittany Murphy died from lethal neglect. Of course, Simon wound up paying the exact same price for that neglect, which only adds to this unbelievable tragedy. I'm AJ Benza, and this case is closed.
Case Closed with AJ Benza comes from the Dark Hollywood Collection at Reels Channel. To get more like this when you watch TV, go to Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Check the top of your screen and enter your zip code to find us on your system. You'll also find extras from the TV version of Case Closed with AJ Benza, including full episodes, witness interviews, and crime scene photos you'll get only on Reels Channel. Find Case Closed with AJ Benza and its companions on Roku and Fire TV, too.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person, too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/truecrime.